This is Lori Prox here with Director of Parks and Recreation and Cultural Services, Nick Farline. Glad to have you here.
Yeah, good morning, Lori. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, nice to have somebody here from City of Valdez. And you have a special reason to be here because Parks and Recreation is looking at doing a master plan and trying to get community involvement. So tell us a little bit. You have a meeting coming up tonight at 5:30 to 7 at the Civic Center. Tell us a little bit about that meeting and what you expect to accomplish.
Yeah, great. Thank you. We're really excited about the opportunity to bring in GreenPlay, who's a professional consulting firm that specializes in developing master and strategic plans for parks and recreation departments across the country. They've done over 520 some master plans. And so for them to be able to partner with us, to be able to update our master plan is really, really exciting.
So and before we get too far, there are, you know, we talk about planning with the city and there's just a lot of plans out there. So a lot for the overall city of Valdez and continually working on a master plan or whatever. But for parks and this is specific to Parks and Rec. And I was kind of surprised you said you hadn't done Parks and Rec hasn't done any kind of survey or plan for tell us the history.
Yeah. So the last adopted master plan for just the parks and recreation departments was done in 2005. So typically those master plans are usually good 5-10 years. And what they often need is just to be revisited every so often to be able to make sure that they're still relevant. So with that last adopted master plan in 2005, there has been some work done on it over the course of the years. It was something our rec commission was working really hard on, but this gives us an opportunity to really come back and revisit that master plan and see what elements we need to continue to move forward and also just taking a real fresh look because, as you know, Valdez is consistently changing and the needs of the community change. So it's time to get in there and reevaluate.
And it might be a good time because you're relatively new. You've been here, so I'm going to say a year or two.
Yeah, a year and a few months. That's correct.
All right. So I usually get that wildly wrong. But so it does take quite a while to figure out the nuances of Valdez and what's happening within departments and how to work with other departments and the community, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no, it's, you know, during the past year, it's a lot of it is just trying to understand and learn about the culture of Valdez and coming from the lower 48 up here to Alaska, there's a learning curve there. And so working a lot with the commission over the past year to get an idea of where they're at and some of the ideas that they had, and then also just being part of the community and seeing some of the learning and meeting some of the people and understanding some of the needs and understanding that we're at a point, a really good point, that we can bring in this company and have us, you know, be able to truly reach out to the community and really get a sense of the vision of where the community sees our parks and recreation departments going. So I think it's a great time to be able to do that. And we're also looking tonight to be able to have this public meeting so we can capture some user groups here as we're going into kind of that fall winter. GreenPlay will be coming back, you know, after the new year. Talking to some more user groups that are more focused on the winter activities. They'll be coming back again in the spring and summer. So we really can capture a lot of different user groups that are interacting with our parks and recreation departments.
So we're going to talk more about the format in the meeting and what people can expect. But first, this is a park and rec plan. So explain to people what Park and Rec and Cultural Services is the title. So tell us what that encompasses. So what can people be prepared to look at? Because sometimes people are confused. What is it the Park and Rec runs? What is it that other folks run? So what is under the Park and Rec umbrella?
Yeah, no, that's a great question, Lori. So specifically, this master plan is focusing on our parks and recreation department. So under the parks department, you've got parks maintenance. So that's the upkeep of all the trails, our outdoor parks. And then our recreation side is, you can see our adult and youth programming. So all those recreational activities, the rec center, our gym activities, rock wall, aquatic center. So those really are the two big branches underneath this master plan. However, we are going to be taking into account or that cultural services component of our
And what is that? Explain for folks.
Yeah, that's our civic center and our library. So underneath PRCS is the parks maintenance, the recreation, the civic center, as well as the library. So we all, you know, we obviously, you know, being underneath all the same umbrella, we do share a lot of activities and there's some overlap. And so this master plan will touch on some of the operations of the civic center and the library, but primarily most of the concentration is going to be on our parks department. So all those outdoor amenities and trails and whatnot, as well as our recreation department.
All right. So we're talking with Nick Farline, if you just tuned in, Director of Parks and Recs and Cultural Services for the City of Valdez. And they're hosting a meeting tonight, 5:30 to 7 at the Civic Center, to get some public input. They have a consultant in town, Greenplay, to talk about what Parks and Rec can be, what it is. So you'll be getting, tell us about the format. I know you said you'll be getting some feedback on how people feel about Park and Rec now, what services they use, but then also feedback on other ideas. So tell us what the format, how will this look if people show up at this meeting tonight?
Sure, absolutely. So it'll be an open public forum. So we'll have it in one of our ballrooms. People will be able to come in. We'll have some light refreshments and some snacks. And what Greenplay will be doing is they'll be asking some real kind of basic broad questions of to get people's ideas of what are some of the strengths currently of our parks and recreation departments. What would be some of the weaknesses that we think we need to be addressed within this master plan? Are there additional recreation activities that the people would like to see that we're not currently doing? Are there any new or can we improve any of our current recommendities? And so that may be, a park or a playground or, the rec center, whatever it might be. There's any improvements we may want. And they'll be asking if there's any populations or sections within our community that might be underserved. So, we've had a lot of conversations about trying to make sure that everybody has access to our recreational opportunities. And so those will all be addressed. So really, kind of bigger, broader type.
Well, a lot of times what comes out at these at public meetings are people who are just really gung-ho about one certain idea and then, kind of gets hijacked and goes that direction. But I know to that end, you have actually put together some focus groups and you're trying to really get people who maybe don't have a particular project or a dog in the fight. They just, want to learn more about parks. So it sounds like I think it might be interesting to just go and learn what Parks and Rec is doing, right? So if I go up there and I may leave there with no ideas or input, or I might come up with an idea or input, but it sounds like you're actually reaching out and trying to get feedback from more than just the few folks that show up at a public meeting and might be pushing for a certain agenda.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. So Greenplay has been in town. They had one consultant in town a couple weeks ago that was doing a inventory of all of our park services and amenities. So they looked at the GIS maps, so you take and drop it on an overlay on a map, all of our trails and parks, and really was getting a really comprehensive idea of all the things that we offer, anywhere that anybody has any interaction with recreation or parks. So they're coming in with some ideas that absolutely would be, I think, would be really interesting for people just to understand really that the breadth of
all the services. Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And then in addition to the public forum, we are going to have some focus groups. And so those were, we had sent out about 200 or so invitations to individuals around the community that have, are either sitting on current commissions, business owners, church groups. We sent it out to a broad spectrum of people to be able to invite them to come in and just answer some of those similar broad questions. So it's a several pronged approach. And then in addition to focus groups, we're also going to be holding some stakeholder interviews. And so those stakeholder interviews will be a private interview, one-on-one with council members, rec commission members, our city manager, assistant city manager. So we're really trying to get a really broad and intentional input from the community.
Now, you said this process has started through the hiring. What have you learned so far?
Yeah, no, I think we should be proud of all the things we're doing. We had a gentleman come up and our parks maintenance supervisor had a chance to take him around all the way to, and it was a 5.5-hour tour of all of the different areas within Valdez that people can recreate. And what they do is as they look at, for example, a playground, and they give it a score, either 3, 2, or 1. And anyway, so the 3 is the highest, 1s need some work. And I think we would be really pleased, and we should be proud that we do a lot. We have a lot of different and a variety of different recreation opportunities for people here within the community. So that's one of the things that came out of that earlier conversation. So we're excited about that, and I think, you know, this is a wonderful opportunity for people, as you mentioned, to be able to learn some of the things that we're doing, but also really get their voice heard, which is what we're looking for.
All right, and Nick, you came from the Lower 48. We mentioned just over a year ago, and I know I have a regular interview with the superintendent of LD City Schools, mm-hmm. who was in Alaska, but in a different community for sure. And one of the things that I think sometimes people who've been here for a long time, which I have been, but I'm originally from California, where we didn't have all that money for school. So definitely a good situation in terms of funding and all the things that, you know, I always say in Valdez, if we could get all the people involved, you know, we spend a lot of money, but if we could get all the people like all going in the same direction, and we could have a little more vision and really follow through with that vision, we have the resources and the sky is the limit. So I think Park and Rec is probably a fun, I mean, we were very unique that we have so many people come in the summer, and we have heli skiing. We, you know, we're just like a crazy unique place. Mm-hmm. And that's something, you know, I'm sure as Park and Rec, you've had to embrace.
Oh, absolutely. And I've been in the field for, I mean, the better part of 15 to 18 years, and have seen a variety of different Parks and Rec systems and municipalities around the Lower 48, and as well as internationally. But we are incredibly lucky, and I think that as you talk about being able to have the resources and having our natural environment to be able to which to program in is incredible. And we have challenges here, like any city does.
Snow. Hopefully, sure. These people from Green Play understand that whatever you build has to withstand the snow. I'm sure Marcy's filling them in.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no, we've absolutely on that. But I think, you know, some of the challenges of some of your larger cities, and because I came up from the city of Seattle, and some of the issues that we deal with there just aren't present here. And so I think it allows us to have so much more direct ability to positively affect the recreational opportunities of the community. I mean, there's just factors that we deal with down in Lower 48 and some of the larger cities that we're just not dealing with here. So as you mentioned, I mean, getting that common vision of the community and being able to try to encapsulate that and try to build consensus of where we'd like to see this department going for the next 5 to 10 years, it's super exciting, and it should be an awesome opportunity.
Is your staff and the commission excited about this?
Yes,
I would imagine.
Yes, they are. So if you indulge me for a minute, that the process to get to where we're at now, we bring it up to the commission, and I'd propose the idea of looking at trying to bring in an outside organization to help us move forward this master plan. Commission was incredibly supportive, our Parks and Rec Commission, and so what I did is I went out and I solicited three different bids from different organizations, and during that bid process was been able to call some of their references. So I talked with Parks and Rec directors all over the country for these organizations that provided the bids. I brought it back to the commission. I made a recommendation, and Green Play was
and it sounds like you did a little due diligence. You actually called Park and Rec departments and who were using the different services and grilled them.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. No, it's great. And I'd called a gentleman in Arizona who had done a master plan with Green Play. I said, hey, just can you just kind of walk me through? I'm here, Nick Farline, you know, I'm PRCS director up in Valdez, looking to do a master plan. And what, can you tell me about your experience with them? And absolutely was glowing, glowing recommendation. But the other companies we solicited bids from were good as well. I mean, they also came with some really good recommendations, but absolutely. No, I wanted to get a better understanding of the working relationship and really the end product and how they produced it. So, once that happened, then the Rec Commission made the recommendation to go with Green Play. We brought that to council, and council approved it, and we were off and running.
All right. So running tonight at the Civic Center, 5:30 to 7:00, if you're interested. Parks and Recreation, a master planning meeting, and everyone is welcome. Now, what if people are not able to, you're welcome to send KBAK documents, or if you come up with you know, something we can include in our email newspaper mm-hmm. that comes out on Monday. And of course, people can go to kvakradio.com, sign up for that. But if people can't make the meeting Monday but are interested, what is there something they can, where place they can go get that info?
Yeah, thank you so much for asking and bringing that up. So if you cannot make the public forum, but you want to be able to give some feedback, please call or email our admin, Nikki Duhamel, and that number is 835-2531. Or you can send her an email at aduhamel, D-U-H-A-M-E-L, at valdezak.gov. We're absolutely, we'll take all types of input. So please, if you can't come, give her a call, send an email. We'll have some documents up at our front desk as well as we're starting to update this process and giving some people some information.
Now, how long is this process?
Yeah, so we are hoping to have a final draft about the July time period. And then at that point, we'll be able to review it. And they'll come back and they will present the final document to council. And at that point, council can either adopt it or send them back to do some more work. But that's our timeline.
All right. And does funding come with this document, or do you go forward as if it's the same operating budget you've always had, or kind of open to the idea of might take capital improvements?
Absolutely. So with this master plan, there's a cool thing that Greenplay does is they'll assign a capital dollar amount to whatever those recommendations are. So when council adopts a document, that doesn't mean they're adopting, you know, all of those plans, but at least they've got that plan to be able to see. And so then hopefully this process will better inform our capital facilities, our CIP, you know, our major maintenance list, and our list.
But I would imagine there's some things that you could do within your own budget. Is it looking
absolutely
capital? But you know, a lot of times we just build new things, but because that's where the money is. But you're also looking to integrate this into your normal operating budget and maybe make efficiencies or look at everything.
Absolutely. No, that's one of the huge benefits of being able to have a plan like this is the ability to truly articulate what the community needs are and the community vision and thoughts to help us really build a budget that reflects that. So that's one of the great benefits of a plan like this.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for coming in. I think everybody knows what it is now. And if you're interested, it's 5:30 to 7, Parks and Recreation Master Plan with Greenplay LLC this evening. So thanks for coming in and explaining. And you're welcome to send additional info, and hopefully we'll keep abreast of the process and plans.
Great. Thanks so much, Laurie.